goes, oh, it's a freebie.
Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Carnisha. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Gregory Howard, and I've been awaiting a call back to get my cooktop installation rescheduled once again. I was told that it would only be a few minutes, and it's been a little over an hour since I was called. So,
what's your phone number?
317-512-1620.
1620. Okay, give me just a moment. It takes a minute for it to load, okay?
Sure. You got a freebie. Baker's dozen.
Talk to Jody today about Tamara's position.
Jody.
Tamara's urgent. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She said, who do I have to report to? She said, I'm not working under her. Like, well, she will be your supervisor in this role.
She's got a nemesis. Wow.
Well, Sherry brought them in as equals and said that they didn't, that she didn't have to report to Tamara. So from the beginning, they were at each other's throats because Sherry and Mike created that. I talked to Rob Matt today. He's our position coach. He does position coaching. He gets paid a little side money for that. So I'm like, you know what? Free coaching. I'll take it. He says, I lack self-confidence.
Okay. That was your take home?
Mm-hmm. I'm still here, still loading, okay?
Yes.
First time I met him, he said that I need to hang up the doctor thing. Like, you can't be a doctor. Right? You have to be
Laura Rife, the boss?
Laura, he says the rest of that will come because you're capable and competent.
Uh-huh.
But I said, I need to handle this department now. I said, they're gossiping. They're being backbiting. They're not behaving in a way that is suitable to be a successful medical staff services department.
Mm-hmm. What did he say to that?
I said they're refusing to meet when I ask for meetings. There's been some trust erosion. He said that all has to do with you. You have to do all that. He said that's your journey. He said you have to take it all on.
What does that even mean, you have to take it all on? You've been taking it on. That's why it is where it is. Okay, keep going.
But I lack self-confidence in what I need to. He said a lot of my need for titles and other things comes from a lack of self-confidence. I said, that might be true. I said, I don't see myself as particularly outstanding, but I said, I am a hard worker and I am competent. And I said, but I need to be given that permission to be.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's not in the title. Leadership's not in the title. He said, there are plenty of people in this organization that wield tremendous power and have very little titles or very little. Their influence comes from what they do. I said, well, you have to be present to win. And I said, I do 5 different jobs. So I have to, my influence, I do need a certain amount of influence because of who I am in the position.
Sure.
I'm accountable and responsible for so much.
Mm-hmm.
I did win an insurance case today.
It's okay.
That's what I was doing until 9 o'clock last night. So I'm glad it worked.
So what did you do with the information I gave you?
Pretty darn good. He said, in his head, there's a neighborhood. He said, you have to realize when you walk in the room that people are going to have an opinion of you before you ever set foot. He said, it's because you wear a title of doctor. And what do people assume about you? And I said, most of my teammates don't call me doctor, they call me Ryan.
Who's that?
Yeah.
They call you Wright?
Yeah, let's go Wright.
Okay.
I said, most of my friends and most of my patients say that I don't act like a typical doctor. So I'm not really buying what he's saying about people having preconceived notions about. He said, people will automatically have some opinions about you. One is that you have a lot of money and that you couldn't possibly know what their struggles are. Another one is that you're gonna come into a room thinking that you know everything because you're bright and educated about a lot of things. He said those are gonna be stories that they tell in their head before you ever set foot in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you come in already with a cape on that somebody else put on you when you got your MD. That cape says you that you could be arrogant. And that you have to be boss. And he said, it's your job to shed the cape. That means you have to be the first one to be vulnerable. You have to be the first one to apologize. You need to be the first one. And I said, Rob, I don't think I can apologize for stepping up and telling people that they shouldn't gossip. But I did the right thing. I said, I'm not going to apologize that I called them out for their behavior.
Okay, with this order, I got it pulled up on my end. The only order that I see on my end is just a Holloway and a cooktop drop in, but like it's like an older order, and like it's nothing that I see open on my end. Like I don't see anything open on XBO's end for like a delivery installed or anything on my end.
Right, and so that's what the last person I talked to said, and so they kicked me up to someone else who had an idea of what's going on. And
yeah, they transferred you over to Best Buy.
Right, and so they reordered this because for some reason it was incorrectly ordered a second time. So this will be my scheduling of having an install for the third time. Huh. And you must have triggered something because Best Buy is now calling, so I will switch over to them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dixie. Have a good day.